Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is 8:18. Willem Els is the senior training coordinator on terrorism and explosives at the Transnational Threat and International Crimes Program at the Institute for Security Studies. We wanted to get an update as to what is going on in Mozambique. How does it look? And what is the latest with regard to ISIS training new generations of suicide attackers? Good morning. Thanks for joining. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Doing well, and you?
I am well, thank you. What is the latest situation in Mozambique? Because it kind of disappears from our news, and then it comes back, and then it goes. It's almost like we only hear about it if there's something major going on, but it's actually on our border.
Yeah, you are correct. I just returned from Pemba in Cabo Delgado just over a week ago, and we spent some time there with a research project. And we managed to get our ears on the ground, and we got a bit of perspective of what is going on there. What is happening at the moment is that in the areas where they are doing the gas exploration and working, that has been quiet since the Rwandese actually moved in there and they pushed the insurgents out of the area. There have been some attacks, but not major. But where the southern forces are actually at the moment working and the areas in their control, we see an average of about 4 to 7 incidents per week where these insurgents are active.
That's a lot of incidents. 4 to 7 a week. That's pretty
correct, yes.
Intense.
It is intense. You know what these...
Sorry, you were saying?
Sorry about that. Now, what this group is doing, we also see that they moved from, some of them or a group of them moved from the Cabo Delgado province into the neighboring Niassa province, where there have been 3 attacks so far. And what we see with them is that currently, you've got the rainy season that is approaching. These groups are hungry. They moved out of their bases. They pushed out of their bases, so they are hungry. They are looting small villages, taking people hostage, but it's predominantly at the moment just for survival, preparing for the rain season, and also stockpiling on the food resources.
The fact that it's moving, even if only 3 incidents into another province, is that of real concern?
It is because it predominantly for 3 years it was situated in a very small area in Cabo Delgado. Now we see that it's spread to the Niassa province. We also have some indications that some of the groups move down into the Nampula province. So this phenomenon is spreading, wherever there's descent, wherever the ground is fertile for these groups to move in due to their descent with government, they are actually thriving.
Are the insurgents locals, or are locals who have been trained by ISIS, or are they foreigners to the region?
Howard, it's a mixture of both. Predominantly we see in our research the vast majority of the people are local inhabitants. Like many of the respondents said, we saw the sons that grew up in front of us, etc. So there's a very big local content. There are also some people from that moved across from Tanzania, but also you have the foreign contingent moving in as far as from Yemen and Saudi Arabia.
And do the insurgents generally subscribe to this, to the ISIS form of extremism with regard to Islamism, or is this something that is more political that is encouraging them to get on board?
Once again, it's a mixture. We found in our research and the paper is only going to be released early next year, but some of the key findings was that even though religion is being used as a vehicle because of your predominant Muslim population there, that the Islamists or the radicals are thriving and are pounding in on the dissent, on the unhappiness, on the anger of the local population towards government for various reasons. And some of the reasons that we found there, corruption is rampant. You've got a non-existent governance at the moment. These people are just left to fend for themselves. Like one guy that we asked, Maputo, he said, where's Maputo? Maputo, I don't know where's Maputo. Maputo is nothing to me. We have to fight for ourselves. So they feel that they are deserted. They also refer to them as Cabo Esquecido. In Portuguese, it means the forgotten cake. They believe that they've been deserted, forgotten by Maputo. They're angry about that, and hence that are some of the reasons why this uprising is there.
It's just such a crazy situation that this is happening right on our borders. We shouldn't only be worrying about it because it's on our borders. We should be worrying about it because this is going to cause a humanitarian crisis. ISIS are not exactly known for their humanistic or humanitarian approach. What can be done about this, and what is being done about it?
Howard, it's really terrible. You've got more than a million people that have been internally displaced. We did visit some of the camps in Pemba itself, as well as in Matush and Mount Kush in the area where we looked at the high livelihood and cohesion of the communities. And I can tell you that the suffering of those people is tremendous. You know, they are reliant on World Food Program and other programs to feed them. But it's sporadic because of a lot of difficulties. Some of these families receive only, food every 2 months. And then they have to make deal with that. And it's terrible for them. You know, they don't have any way of income. They had to leave everything where they were. So it's a terrible situation. And now with the rainy season that is approaching, you know, it's a monsoon type of rain that they get. It rains for days and days and days And the challenge with that is, they are not geared for that. So we expect even some more hardship due to that. It is on our doorstep, as you mentioned.
In other words, what you're saying is by not dealing with the fundamental issues of the area, it just creates a vacuum and creates a gap for somebody or some organization with nefarious intentions like ISIS just to slip right in and take advantage of people's vulnerability.
That is correct. What we see in the area is this is the anger that has built up over a number of years. Even during the Portuguese rule, these people felt that they were neglected and they were left out. You know, if you look at the distance from Pemba to Maputo, it's more or less the same distance from Maputo to Windhoek. So it is very far from Maputo. There's a disconnect with the capital, with the people and the government that have to actually look after them, that have to fulfill that social contract. And then these radicals, they found on that. You know, after the losses of ISIS in Syria and in the Middle East, they look into Africa, and Mozambique is one of the areas where they found it on because they realized that there is this gap, this vulnerability with the people that are angry, and they were looking for a way to vent themselves.
Unbelievably concerning. Thank you for that. That was Willem Els. He's a senior training coordinator on terrorism and explosives at the Transnational Threats and International Crimes Program at the Institute for Security Studies. It is 8:26. I'd love your reaction on 34519 or 0618951019. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.